joining us, and with me is Jam Meyer Flores, co-founder of Profora Media. Hi, Jam.
Hi, Janet.
So, Jam, I'd like to ask you, how is webinars or the use of webinars in the Philippines? How is it like? I mean, did it improve last year?
Yes, last year was actually a good pickup in terms of usage, and it's more of awareness that happened last year. Mm-hmm. So more organizations are now seeing the benefits of utilizing the webinar platform or mm-hmm. web conferencing tools in order to not just to share the knowledge about their companies or, say, doing training, but more on the marketing side. So mm-hmm. this has been happening last year, and I can give you some examples a little bit later.
Apart from, of course, for our club members, they are very aware that Digital Filipino is very active in using webinars. But outside of Digital Filipino, can you cite some examples of companies that have used webinars now?
Yep, like the BPO industry, there mm-hmm. is a company, for confidentiality purposes, I won't mention it probably, but they are more of a BPO or HR BPO type of company organization. So what they're doing is they're doing it to get more candidates mm-hmm. or resumes, because that's more or less their KPIs. So what they do is every month they do webinars. Mm-hmm. Let's say a simple topic like how to improve your resume mm-hmm. or what some of the call center processes, for example. Mm-hmm. So they do this every week or every month. So what we did, we came in to actually train them on how to use the webinar platform.
So the people who participate in the webinar are applicants?
They're applicants.
Ah.
They're looking for jobs specifically, of course, for call centers, back-end, mm-hmm. Outsourcing. And this company, they're more focused on not really first-level agents, but more on supervisor up. Mm-hmm. So, because it's very, based on the trends in the BPO industry, there's a lot of demand, mm-hmm. but not everyone is really qualified. Mm-hmm. So this is a way for this company to get resumes, get candidates, and then educating them at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's one example. Another one, actually in real estate,
mm-hmm.
This is part of Century Properties.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sales director there, what they did is, since their market is to sell their real estate or their it's the condos, the market is are the OFWs. So instead of, you know, let's say a sales team of say 5 or 10 and spending
mm-hmm.
Expenses and accommodation, so what they're doing is they're moving into the webinar platform so that they can now invite OFWs and market what they're selling here.
Mm.
So that's more cost effective.
So how often do they do that?
Last I spoke with them, I believe they did it, they're now focused with sales agents, about every month or sometimes every 3 months. Because what we did for them technically is really to train their team on how to use, again, the webinar platform, so they're doing it right now.
Okay. What do you usually tell them to help clarify some of the misconceptions about webinars?
Well, one thing, and I always reiterate this to our clients, is that it's all about bandwidth. I mean, a webinar, obviously, it's online. So some people, you know, think that a wireless connection or probably like the dongle, the USB, is enough to do a webinar. I can say yes, but in terms of recommending it to clients, I would rather that they be all directly connected to a LAN, let's mm-hmm. say in an internet cafe or at home. So it's all about bandwidth. And I've maybe more than 50% of the questions that being asked, of clients, I mean, that they ask is, can they do video?
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, at least in the Philippines, you know, based on our testing and experience, video, it's not ready yet because, you know, the compression, the servers, of course, of these webinar platforms are more situated abroad. So the nearest servers are actually here in New Zealand and even Australia or Singapore. So the thing is, video, I tend to sort of tell clients na, let's avoid a little bit about video on webinar platforms because let's now focus on the content. So it's all about bandwidth.
When it comes to bandwidth, how much bandwidth are we talking about? I mean, now you can get a 1 Mbps subscription or 384. What is reasonable enough?
Without video, 384 kbps. speed is enough.
Okay.
As long as it's stable. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because most of our internet connections are burstable, as we call it, we always recommend a 1 Mbps connection up. Mm-hmm. So in case na bumitaw or mm-hmm. intermittent yung mm-hmm. connection, then at least it the 384 is still your minimum.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 Mbps is recommended. One thing is, well, the misconception, as you mentioned earlier, of webinar, since it's called webinar, it's an online seminar, everybody thinks it's for training only.
Mm-hmm.
It is, for a fact, more than 50%, at least those who use it or companies that are using it abroad, they're using it for lead generation or for marketing.
The companies that you mentioned earlier who are using webinars in the Philippines are also using it for lead generation. I think most of them do. But is there any particular educational institution who has begun embracing webinars?
Well, there's Ateneo.
Okay.
And we've also done a few projects with LaSalle.
Mm-hmm.
So on the educational side, what's happening is the audience are more for the students and then towards continuing education for postgraduate.
Mm-hmm. So of all the social media platforms available out there, which one worked best for you in promoting webinars?
You know, I think it's Facebook and Twitter, really.
Okay.
Email marketing is also there, but you, of course, know that in email marketing, you have to have a huge list, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I've been getting inquiries if I say I have that Facebook fan page, and that's where I get all the inquiries and the interest, and if there are any webinars for a certain topic. They normally come from Facebook or they saw my tweet.
Do you also consider webinar as an event of sorts?
Yes. Actually, it is an event.
Okay.
A lot of people think that just because it's online, another misconception of webinars is that it's like an extension or, expansion of a chat mm-hmm. messenger or your IM, like Skype.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't realize, and this is also a good thing to tell, you know, everyone there, a webinar is an event.
Mm-hmm.
The preparation is like when you prepare for a physical seminar, you know, a face-to-face seminar. You have to market it, you have to prepare the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
There's even that extra step wherein you have to train the speaker or the resource speaker, check there's technical testing.
Mm-hmm.
So there is sort of like one or two people in the team to prepare for a webinar. It's not just turn on your computer and then you start the webinar. And there's also email marketing as well, reminders for people that, hey, don't forget to go to the webinar at this time, at this date.
How do you use that for sales revenue generation? Either as the webinar as an event, generating income from the webinar itself.
Yep. No, it's not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's very, I don't like to use cheap as a word, no, inexpensive. Because that's the reason why, because of this platform, you remove the cost of a physical venue.
Mm-hmm.
Again, depending on where it is. If it's a hotel, you know, it could be 10,000-15,000, and this could go down as 5,000 or even sometimes 2,000. Not just the venue, but also pag face-to-face seminar, it's food. So you kind of cut that out. Travel also, not just for the organizers, but also for the attendees. So there's a lot of cost. It's very cost-effective. Now, in terms of making money with webinars, right now, what's working is obviously if you're a seminar organization or training organization, and you have modules that you'd like to, you know, present. What's the ROI? The good ROI there is, again, going back to the cost, it will go down. You expand your reach. So instead of having a face-to-face seminar that can only have 25 people or 50 people, that will cost you 15,000 pesos, for example. Now you can have 100, even to 1,000. With say 5,000 pesos. So that's just like an estimate cost. So your bottom line will definitely be increasing.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it will also allow you to offer the program at an affordable rate for a lot of people.
Exactly, yes, also.
Okay. So Jan, what are your plans for 2011 in terms of this webinar promotion and advocacy? in the country?
I'm still at that awareness stage. Mm-hmm. I'm still doing speaking engagements, not just schools now. Now I'm expanding to organizations. I'd really like to still impart that knowledge and the benefits of webinars. That's one thing for sure. And I am planning several events this year, just to show the power of webinars, how it's being used. Probably my own talk show or webinar talk show. So it's more marketing on in terms of the Philippines, not Filipino, so that they can now experience it. One important thing I like everyone to note is that try it once, because I can talk about it the whole day or, you know, several weeks like this, but I encourage people to actually try it out, because you'll know what I'm talking about once you experience it. And that's how clients then come in. So experience it, guys.
Okay. So I guess we can expect more webinars from you this year. Huh?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Lots of plans.
Lots of plans. Good, yes. Good, good. So thank you very much, Jam, and thank you everyone for joining us.